Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
When David wrote Psalm 19, he spoke with glorious words regarding God's revelation and what he has created. David wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the expanse proclaims the work of his hands. Day after day they pour out speech. Night after night they communicate knowledge. There's no speech. There are no words. Their voice is not heard. Their message has gone out to the whole earth, and their words to the ends of the world." Yes, David's words are true, and anyone who has eyes to see and ears to hear can discern that God is speaking through nature. And the Apostle Paul affirmed David's perspective in his letter to the Romans. Listen to these words.
"For his invisible attributes, that is, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen since the creation of the world, being understood through what he has made. As a result, people are without excuse."
Yes, God has revealed who he is in nature, but God himself recognized the limitations in natural revelation. And that's why he has given us the Holy Scriptures, his very words. Even David captured the essence of Scripture with the words instruction, testimony, precepts, commands, and ordinances. In each case, the Lord is the divine source, and therefore David described the beauty of Scripture with the words perfect, trustworthy, right, radiant, pure, and reliable. So let's remember this principle to live by. To help people understand clearly the message of salvation and spiritual growth, we must focus on communicating God's revelation in Scripture.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.